This is Scott Becker with another Becker Private Equity and Business Update for July 19th, 2021. Two stories that we're following today, in addition to stories we talked about earlier about Treasury yields tanking and GDP growth being great in the second quarter, but slowing now. The two other issues that we're following right now, UnitedHealthcare had a tremendous second quarter in terms of revenue growth. Revenues grew almost 15% to $71 billion. United's one of the largest six companies in the U.S. in terms of revenues. The profits were not as strong as they were last year, but again, they were artificially high last year because people had to defer medical services. And so United, which is still largely an insurance company, at least part of an insurance company, makes a lot of their money by taking in premiums and then paying out medical coverage costs. Last year, those numbers were artificially deflated, the medical coverage costs, leading to increased profits. This year, people are doing some of those procedures and medical visits that they didn't do last year. So profits weren't as high as last year, but revenues are up almost 15% to $71 billion, serious profits. The second story is Morgan Stanley. Morgan Stanley, like all of the banks, recorded great profits this past quarter. Morgan Stanley hit $14 billion in revenue and $3.5 billion in profits. And again, the bank earnings are, again, inflated by the fact that so much of it is coming from mergers and acquisitions and booms in the IPO market. And the reason why that's somewhat concerning is that's not a sustainable economy. That's not going to keep on happening. More in the long run, banks at least make some of their money from the delta on interest rates. They borrow money from the Fed, or they take in money from investors or depositors and then lend it out. Now the banking business for these major, major banks has become a very different business. It's trading revenue, it's investment banking revenue, and it's less and less about lending, which is part of the fabric of American economy, whether it's this IPO stuff and the trading and mergers and acquisition stuff. And it doesn't feel sustainable in terms of bank earnings, but we'll see. In any event, those are two of the stories we're following this morning. Again, as we reported earlier, Treasury yields completely tanked to about 1.2%. A very concerning fact that people are so concerned about opportunities in the world and the Delta variant that they're just piling into treasuries as well as government overbuying treasuries. So we end up with extremely low interest rates on the treasuries. If you're a saver, if you're a retiree, this is largely a disaster. In any event, thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Business Update. We hope we didn't overwhelm you today with two short episodes. Thank you very much.